And here we are. I've been away for a moment, and I know Ronnie did an awesome job, but I do appreciate it. So let me say thank you also to Ronnie and the team. Team RCI, they kept the program alive, and I'm very glad and happy for that. Anya, good morning. It's such an honor to have you. You are welcoming me back. So that's a beautiful thing this morning. How are you? I'm not okay. Let me see. Your mic is muted. Your mic is muted on your end.
Oh, sorry. Yes. I'm good. Welcome back, Maureen.
I'm not hearing you, darling. I am not hearing you. Why? Oh. You
hearing me?
I'm not sure what. Oh, gosh. All right. So, guys, we're going to try to rectify this problem. My audio is on. My audio is up. Okay. Anya, you want to rejoin? You want it? Because I am not hearing you. I'm not sure.
Are you hearing me? No.
This morning. How are you?
No, I'm not. We're not getting your audio. Your audio is off. So we're going to need... Hold on. Don't worry. I think I see where it is. Let me see if I could multi-talent this thing here for me, please, and thanks. Hold on. PC2? Is that it? Let's try this. Am I hearing you now?
Are you hearing me?
No, I'm not. What's this? No, I have to lock it in. Hold on. Where are you? Gotta lock it in. PC2. Yes. Am I hearing you now?
Are you hearing me?
I got this. Let me tell you. You got a job for me. I got skills. Listen, I need an extra job. You're gonna have something over by you there for me. I'm multi-talented. I got it. It was the wrong source. It was on the OB line. It should have been on the but we had a power outage on Saturday and it just reset everything. So we're just trying to. So my sincere apology to you, darling. Now let's get down to the conversation. Now we're getting right into the meat of things. Everybody knows Anya Whitfield. Everybody know Anya. Everybody know you and your husband. Everybody know that part of you. Yeah, we covered that in a while. But we want to know where all of this stemmed from. Who is Anya really? Where were you born? What was growing up like? You were a troublesome child. Well, talk to me. What are some of the things that you had liked growing up? We're going there this morning. We got to get to know you on that levels. And then we're going to take it back up to where you are right now, managing motherhood, wife, management, everything in one. So we're going to take it from there and bring it right up. Talk to us about where this all started.
Good stuff. Okay. The first of four on my mother's side and three on my dad's side.
Hey, mommy was sweeter than pepper, man. Mommy hotter than daddy. I have the same thing. My mommy was six. My father was three. He stopped at me.
Okay. And I'm 5 years older than my younger brother. So right. I was alone for a bit of time, and even when they were born, I lived with my mom and they lived with their dad, so right. I was an only child in a sense in the house for almost 12 years, and I think that led me to make the decision that I wanted a big family. It was not fun playing Scrabble, playing Monopoly with Mr. Nobody, and I did that a lot.
And I hear I was thinking some of us would have loved that. I mean, it is sort of considered privileged if you be the only child, you know, and you didn't like that at all.
No, I didn't. So when my siblings came to live with me, it was a whole different dynamic. And I always thought, you know, I wanted a big family. I wanted four kids.
You knew you wanted four.
I knew I wanted four.
Okay. And you knew you wanted them.
God knows better. I have two.
Did you at that point decided whether you wanted boy 2-2? You wanted to balance it off?
Yes, because it was 2-2 in my house. It was me as the girl, then my brother, and then a twin boy and girl. So it was a nice balance of 2-2. So I'm like, you know, 2-2. But for me, however way the four came, that would have been good. But God knew better that I'm a mommy of just two boys, and I think it's going to stay that way.
Oh, boy. Wonderful. What were you like, though, as a child? What were some of the things you gravitated towards as a child, play-wise? Like you said, you didn't like playing by yourself. Mm-hmm. So when you did, because you didn't have a choice anyways, but what were some of the things that you would have found yourself gravitating towards, though?
Reading, doing lots of reading. I remember having the child craft set. Right. And book one with all the poems and book two with all the stories. And I think it was book eight. Some of the books like How to Do Things. There was another book on forest on fauna or something like that. I think it was a green book. I read all my Andy and Rosa here, all my books before. I loved reading. The fact that I was alone, it gave me that the benefit of it was that I found myself immersed in reading and going into the stories. Enid Blyton was my favorite author. I enjoyed her stories, The Enchanted Tree, The Enchanted Forest, The Books of the Faraway Tree. That my favorite author. I remember getting being a bookworm at school. We had not competitions, but they would over the summer we would have to collect circles for each books book that you read. And remember getting a certificate for being a bookworm. So I just enjoy reading, and that has stayed with me all through life. My favorite author as an adult is John Grisham. So I've read probably 98% of his books. I probably haven't kept up with a few of the non-legal stories that he would have written, but I would have read all of John Grisham stories and enjoyed his writing. Reading it would have been, but outside of that, I was a troublesome child. My cousins would tell
you.
You have this thing about you. You're pretty, very pretty, easy on the eyes, but you look like you're not this girly type.
Mischievous, very mischievous. And even till today, I still am to an extent with my boys. It's like, mommy, don't do that.
That's why they gave you two boys. You know, you can handle that. That is amazing stuff. That is great stuff. All right. Let's take it up now to your schooling. And obviously, as a bookie, as somebody who likes reading, academic wise, you would have been excelling.
Yes. I went to the best infant and primary school on the island at the time, Canon Laurie Anglican Primary School.
Here come the problems now.
And I think I had great penmanship as a result of going to Canon Laurie Anglican Primary School. They were incessant about writing neatly, writing well, and script writing, or what we call cursive writing, that we don't do anymore. That was a subject at school. So we had, you know, half an hour classes of writing in script. And then I attended the St. Joseph's Convent School. But I think if I go back one before, Sylvia's Preschool, that was also a very good school. Anglican Infant and Primary School, St. Joseph's Convent. I did my 5 years there. And I don't remember much of my time there. I remember little incidents, and I have my friends who would remind me of some of the things I would do. But since I had my boys, my memory kind of jacked up a bit. And I did my A-levels after that. And I always knew that I wanted to work 1 year before heading to university. And I did just that. I was very persistent. I knew that no matter what was happening, I hadn't seen the monies yet. I just knew that I wanted to start school, and I made sure that I put things in place. I got the support and the help that I needed with one of your sponsors, Bank of St. Lucia.
There you go. Look at how the wheel of, you see how the circle of life.
Bank of St. Lucia is very instrumental in me getting my student loan to start my studies in 2001. And I did just that. I did my first year here, which was the most affordable thing to do. And then I went over to Trinidad, St. Augustine campus at UWE to do my 2 years and graduated with a BSc in IT.
Right. Now, there's something in your bio that I fall upon in terms of looking at where you ended up, what you gravitated towards, because you're now in accounting, auditing, these sort of things. Well, we could say that because it's a professional thing on the paper. But the amount of things you're doing now, it surpasses that a lot, because you're doing management, you're doing HR, you're doing all kinds of things right now. Yeah, a lot. It's a lot on your plate. So before, though, you said you were never the conventional, you know, as a child, you never thought, everybody would have thought, and that was the normal thing, you know, you're growing up, you say, a lawyer, a doctor, a teacher, these a policeman or policewoman. Mm-hmm. These were the normal career paths that people would have chosen. But you never really had this. And then somewhere along the line, you knew you wanted to get involved in IT. And I think it was a result of you going to work with mommy and experience someone. So walk us through that journey.
Yes. So, you know, being the only child in the house at the time, mommy couldn't leave me home. So she would drag me to work with her. And she was working at a hotel, Club St. Lucia at the time. And they were kind of transitioning into digitizing some of their manual processes. And in the maintenance department, when they would log maintenance issues from the different rooms, they would have that in a triplicate book. And mommy being the maintenance coordinator at the time, she was the one responsible. She was the one that actually implemented that electronic process. Document things. Yes. So I would help her record stuff from the triplicate books, the maintenance issues, put it into the system. It was a DOS computer, that black and white and a screen. And I realized that even at the age then, probably must have been, you know, 7, 8, 9, it was so easy for me to navigate my way around the computer, play games, Pac-Man, Wherein the World is Coming, San Diego. And I just enjoyed looking forward to that. Mommy didn't know anybody else would consider that in the broad sense as child labor, but that wasn't, it was, you know,
it was molding you for your purpose on the face of this thing.
Exactly.
So, you know, we like to complicate the things, you know?
So imagine it just speaks to some of the things you expose your children to at a younger age, that the impact that it can have on them as they grow older, because it was when I was writing the bio, you know, I looked back and I remember a interview before. I said my love began at SJC because we had a really good math and IT teacher. But then when I thought back, I'm like, no, you know, I was attracted to the PC before that. Hence the reason why I would have selected IT as one of my CXE subjects. And I was easily able to go through the course and get a one. Right. It was my introduction to it began with my mom bringing me to work and taking it on as a subject at convent. I think we were one of the very first classes to have been taught IT as a subject at school to be able to do it for CXE. And imagine we were able to do IT as a CXE subject at convent before we were able to do accounts. So that's where my love for technology and computers began, that led to me doing a major in information technology at UWE.
Right. Did she go off?
You hearing me?
I'm hearing you now. Okay, we're back on. Right. You drop off for a minute.
Okay.
I hearing you in and out. No, you're out again. You're in again. Okay. So here's what we will do, because we want to get into where you're at right now.
No problem.
In terms of all of the hats that you wear. I mean, being an avid mom to look like boisterous boys for real. a husband. You know, you having to fall into the company and become really and truly everything. Because there you were. We want to walk to that journey. I mean, we might have to rope in your husband. I hope you don't mind. You know, to rope in the whole. No, when I say to get a whole prospect of how, you know, as a team, the both of you were able to set your foundation and grow your business to where it's at right now. So we come. Don't worry, man. I ain't taking you where you're not supposed to go. I keep it within the realms of decency, and I wouldn't cry too much. So let's take a word from our sponsors, and then be coming back. The Bank of St. Lucia, Courts St. Lucia, and of course Dermalogics.
I love my community. It teaches you the importance of being together even through difficult times. Business owners doing their best to make it through. Fishermen and farmers working hard to put food on our tables. Nurses caring for the sick shows me who we are made of. People who care. I guess it's about growing together.
Bank of St. Lucia is inspired by the strength of the communities in which we live and operate. We are happy to be part of these communities, and we will continue to serve you. Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
Milano Pale Skin Clarity System. Clear skin is possible. and problem skin should not be a problem. Milana Peel's medical grade cosmeceutical and acneceutical skincare effectively clears discolorations, melasma, and acne. Visit us to learn more.
Clear skin is possible with Milana Peel.
Get it exclusively in St. Lucia at the Dermalogix Medical Laser and Facial Aesthetic Clinic, located in Rodney Bay at the Providence Medical Center on the same floor as Lusolac.
It's time to prepare for an A-plus this term with back-to-school deals from Courts. Shop today for laptops, tablets, printers, and more for a chance to win $1,000 cash. Get it now with Courts Ready Finance and pay nothing for 60 days. Save big with great deals only from Courts, bringing value home.
Excited to be back on board. I've got Anya Whitfield, in case you're just joining us here on She Speaks, for this beautiful Tuesday. Anya has been sharing a lot, and she did share a lot with us to date. And we're about now to go into where Anya is at right now, because Anya wears a lot of hats. She's not your conventional or what you know, fits into the whole status quo of how things are supposed to be. She's quite, she reminds me a lot of myself. You know, she don't fit into no mold. You know, if something has, whatever comes at the time, she's going to accept the challenge, step up to the game, and get it done. I think I'm on track with this. Yeah, you see you on that thing there. Try and knock it again. Let me. I hear it.
You hearing me?
Yeah, I hear you now. Right. Nice. Great. Right. So let's talk about where you at right now, Anya, because you are now with Media Zone. You've been with Media Zone. This is your company, you and your husband, is it? Am I on track with this?
Yes, you are. Yeah, yes,
I am. I think I am. Yeah. So yeah, I do my little research. Hold on there. So you and your husband, you have, before that, you were doing regular jobs. Maybe you were human resource. You were managing little teams of people, maybe less than five or thereabout. And then you were just forward over into this this instant now with you and your husband getting this company started. And you have had to become basically everything, supporting your husband alongside that. Tell us about that. Plus, maintaining two children, maintaining your home, you're into fitness as well. So many things. Yes. So let's talk about everything and how you're balancing it. How you're making it look so easy. You don't look stressed out. I'm looking at your little face. It looks well. It looks like you use a lot of Milano Peel. You look like Dr. Dermalogix is your best friend. So
I am not.
You don't look stressed out. So how do you make it look so easy? Talk to us.
I think I follow with God how things are possible. He's not going to give us more than we can handle. From my role as an auditor at PricewaterhouseCoopers and then subsequently at Eastern Caribbean Financial Holding, it just so happened that MediaZone at the time was losing its finance and admin manager. She was moving out of the country. And I was probably 8 months pregnant with my last son, just about to go on maternity leave. And, you know, my husband being the major breadwinner in the house, for me, it was a decision. Okay, I have the skill sets. I'm just about to give birth to my second son. Maybe that opportunity will provide me the opportunity to provide the support that he needs and also the flexibility that I would love with two boys under two. Because my second son at the time was probably a year and a half. So I figured, well,
can I stop you there for a minute? I into your business big time there. I'm trying to figure this out. So you telling me your husband was there, you all had a company there, and you all was employing people to do the things that you were working for somebody else doing.
Right.
I'm just breaking it down. I mean, I'm just saying. So what would have promoted that? I mean, was it something that you had that job before the company was established? Or
MediaZone started, first it was Visual Domain and then transitioned into MediaZone Productions in 2011. So the company was operating prior to me joining. So it was just that in 2013, when the opportunity presented itself to continue to support my husband in a more active role, because I did do that from home. I did enjoy the ability to have my own profession.
Job, right,
I'm
right.
sure.
Was it something personal for you at the time? Because listen, we go in there because a lot of people this kind of bind, and it's sometimes it's good to share these sort of things so people understand. Was it sort of like a role thing that where you felt, okay, I wanted to feel that independence still, you know? You figure if I was to go over to my husband and I will feel like, okay, I'm just... Was it anything like
I did think of that, but honestly, the decision on, you know, love and sacrifice and all of these things overrode, you know, the thoughts of, boy, you're going to be working with your husband, seeing him every day, being at home every day. Yeah. So for me, that wasn't much of an issue compared to the need to support, you know, the business at the time. So for me, it was... You know, that's a small sacrifice to make for, you know, the big picture. So I decided that after I gave birth to my second son, I would come on board, you know, formally. And so I tendered my resignation without too much of a thought because I already had decided, you know, that I felt that I would be there most.
Yeah, right? You knew what needed to be done.
The transition, I think, into managing an organization, coming from an audit team, audit teams are small. Even when you work in an audit firm, and as much as the firm has many people, you still work on assignments with small teams. So coming into an organization in the role of operations manager, responsible for HR, finance, business development, and just administration, just general ensuring that everything is cohesive enough to run. It was a lot. It was a lot. It was
I would imagine.
It was very challenging. Not being thrusted, but thrusting myself into an environment where I had to wear so many hats. Because when you're looking at, you know, a small to medium enterprise, there's not much flexibility financially to have, you know, different officers responsible for these roles. So just some of the things you have to find yourself doing. So I think the most challenging one for me, I think, was the HR one, understanding people in order to effectively do my duties in that regard. So when I realized, you know, finance is my strength, I'm okay. Admin, you know, is simple enough for me to take on. I don't have to write a new story. So my role doesn't require me to understand, you know, the technicalities of those things. But obviously I had to learn along the way to ensure that when our team members come in, they are trained in what needs to be done. It's okay that your team, you know, they have the technical expertise in their specific areas. Right. But as management, you still need to have a little basic understanding of those things. So when you're putting processes and policies in place, that they, you know, fall in line with the specific expertise. But it was
also a representation of your company and what it is you would like to portray as well.
If you have to manage your brand, you need to ensure that you kind of understand what is required in these other technical areas. But thankfully, I didn't need to be a media expert to be able to, you know, manage a business. And with the support of my husband, we figured, okay, this is one area that it's a lot. That's why companies have a whole HRM team responsible for onboarding and recruitment and talent management. And with small, medium enterprises, you literally have one or a couple of people having to take on all those different areas within HR. And this is where we thought, okay, to get things going, to create a corporate culture, you know, that we want within the company, we just recognize, okay, this is not your strength, so let's get some expertise on board. I think it comes with a lot of self-awareness. You need to recognize when, you know what, you're not very good at this.
Be honest, brutally honest with yourself.
Right.
I see.
And there are many instances that came up that allowed me to be aware of, you know, my shortcomings in that regard. And I think as women, we also need to understand, in all the superwoman talk and whatever, there are areas that we need to recognize when we need assistance, when we need help, because it'll allow us to grow. And these these situations have allowed me to grow personally, grow professionally. So I can say that, you know, I have been able to manage a team of 21 persons and, you know, the company is still standing. I got the support that I needed, whether it was internally or externally, to ensure I effectively discharge my duties. Mm-hmm.
What was it like co-managing with your partner? Some people, like you said, there would have been little things passing through your head at the time, mm-hmm. that says, okay, boy, I'm going to be full-time in my husband's space, and you are always now in each other's space. Right. Was there adjustments that you all have to personally make within yourselves in order to make sure that you all coexist properly on the workplace? I mean, mm-hmm. in terms of, you know, is it contrast of interest conflict of interest, you know, this kind of thing. Was there any, you know, little adjustments that you all had to keep making in order to differentiate what occurs at the workplace, what occurs home, and how difficult or how easy was it to fit everything into perspective?
I think it's a matter of understanding personalities. I am more outspoken. I am more vocal, you know, whereas my husband would just prefer to stay at his PC and do what he needs to do. So when we notice that, I guess individuals, even externally as well, would use that as, you know, the good cop, bad cop type of vibe.
I've heard it. Can I tell you I've heard it? I've heard she's nice, but I've heard, boy, she is, you know, this, as a boss, she is, you know, and I guess that would stand to reason, because you would definitely not be a walkover.
Right. Certainly not at all. And it's just a matter of recognizing that and say, okay, what changes would we need to make in our approach to present ourselves as a cohesive unit? So for him, it also meant making some adjustments as well, you know, right. being a little more assertive than normal, so that in areas where, you know, that is required, then it don't come off that, you know, she's the B word and, you know, he's the good guy. So both of us recognize the need to make some small adjustments in how we did things, so that as a husband and wife in a business, and I can tell you, there are many instances here in St. Lucia where wives would have joined in their husband's business and they would have an absolutely rough time, you know, getting through. And it's just the psychology of growing up, because I would find myself, you know, meeting somebody for the first time and, hey, Anya. And then when they get introduced to me and, hey, Mr. Whitfield, nice to meet you.
Oh God!
And those things
God.
Don't bother me anymore, but you see it all the time.
Grounded maturely and stuff like that, these little things could become little thorns in the side that eventually blows up as well.
Yes,
so it's good thing that you were able to manage them as well. Anya, we're getting to the point. Listen, you see what I tell you, 30 minutes is nothing. I know, I know, right? We already passed 11 o'clock.
At 2 wow, o'clock, nice.
We have a sponsored half hour. So we're going to have to wrap up, unfortunately.
No,
but hopefully we'll get some time, you know, maybe in future where we can sit down and have a real girls talk. Maybe bring the two boys and let them run and play some football there while we sit down. And we record that and throw it back on your TV station or something.
No
So I do apologize, but I wish we had more time, because this is a beautiful
That's cool. My legs are shaking under the desk, so...
Oh gosh, I don't believe you. I do not believe that. That's not true. According to Lucia, that ain't true.
That ain't true.
That ain't true. But it was a beautiful conversation. It was a beautiful conversation. Now, in wrapping, anything you would like to say to any other women, especially our women out there? Times are changing. Times are tough now. More and more people are being, they might have to take decisions like yours. If you've mm-hmm. got a partner that is into a business venture, the way things are happening, you might now have to pull your resources into one and take the route that you and your husband took umpteen years ago. So mm-hmm. you want to give any little advice along that line to anybody, that any little inspiration you want to give to my listeners before we wrap?
No problems. And I think it's something I would have told myself 8 years ago when I did this. Mm-hmm. Be bold, go confidently in the decisions that you make, pray mm-hmm. and pray. You know, God is not going to put you in any situation that he doesn't think you are handle. We are strong. It's important for you to be beyond being confident, but to be self-aware, be aware of your surroundings, be aware of what you can and cannot do, recognize your strengths, but also identify your weaknesses to be able to work on them. And if I was able to tell myself that 8 years ago, I would have. And worry little about what others think of you, what others say of you. Why I say little is because we still need to, you know, get an idea of what people think or what people say, because there may be some truth there, or maybe some things we can use to better ourselves, change, you know, little nuances about ourselves that, you know, we may not recognize. So
that's right.
That's what I would say.
And that is definitely the mantra of a humble personality. You know, you're never too big or too old or too much to be able to pick up something from someone. It's not a matter of wondering, because at the end of the day, you have some people just mischievous, and you cannot give energy to that. But you know, from time to time, it's important to settle down and say, why are so many people saying this, or why are so many thinking that? Is there something that I am portraying that is giving off that misinformation or something of that sort?
Right.
So I think that's a beautiful point right there. And it was an honor having you again on behalf of our team RCI, Tammy, and everybody else. We just want to say thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
It was beautiful this morning. The conversation was amazing. I tell you, we need a longer one.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Give the family my regards. Yeah.
Will do.
Wonderful. And continue being the superwoman you've been.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. So there you have it, guys. Our very special guest this morning. My first guest back on the program since I returned, well, officially on Monday. I was here from Thursday last week, but officially on Monday. So join us again next Tuesday. We'll be back here again on the inside with another beautiful and awesome, powerful woman. And we hope to inspire all our listeners once more. Hope you were inspired this morning. Fire Khan, big up yourself. Barbara Charles, Veronica, big up yourself as well, and everybody else who's trending with us. All right, we wrap up. And then when we come back, we step into the half hour with the compliments of Saul. All right, let's wrap up with the Bank of St. Lucia, Quartz and Dermalogix. These are three sponsors or partners for our show right here on She Speaks.